Recording?
Yep.
Okay, welcome back. Episode 5. Short, sharp, to the point. No pissing around this time.
It's going to be about an hour.
Yep, we'll keep it nice and short.
Cool.
Nice
We've
and
not
structured.
Done it in a while, have we?
No. Sorry for any of our
Top fans.
Oh, what's just happened here? Top fans who were disappointed that we haven't been doing them every week. Apologies for that.
Oh, well, we're here now.
Been busy with working.
But we're here now.
But
we were
going to
do
now.
It last week, but we didn't really. Oh, we never really have much.
Why does my planned. Internet keep flicking off?
Are you on Wi-Fi?
I think there's a ghost in the house.
We just heard a bang.
Come home and I've not been for a while and there's bangs upstairs.
Bangs. Where have you been?
Down at work. How's your week been to start off?
It's been good.
What have you been doing?
I've been back at uni. I've been off for 2 weeks and then I've been back at uni.
Yep.
Which is good. And I've got had some of my marks back.
What'd you get?
Essays. I got a first in my accounting.
Is that good?
That's good. First is best
Top.
Thing. 76% I got.
76%?
Yeah. Which
well
is pretty
done.
Good.
Well done.
And then that's about it. So I've had that mark back.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Happy?
Yeah.
Good man.
What else?
What else have you been up to?
I've been... What have I been up to? Been at uni. Have you just farted?
No. There's a creepy smell. It's like ghost hunt, most haunted this.
Most farted, have you seen that?
Most farted.
I've just been at uni and I've been... It's been nice weather. It's been hot. It's been, and then it started raining, and it's hot again. Mm. But apparently, there's a bit of a heat wave coming. According to my phone, which gives me weather.
Yeah.
It says it's going to be 18 degrees for the next week.
Jake, something has come up on my computer saying phishing attack ahead.
What?
Phishing attack ahead. What does that mean?
Phishing with a PH.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just cancel it. Have you got virus? You've got loads of viruses, I think. 19 degrees next Wednesday.
Mm.
That'll do.
I've been down south. Back at work.
Have you been training?
Training hard.
What have you been training about?
You know, just navigation and stuff.
Navigation.
Been good.
Coordinates.
Yeah.
What figure coordinate? 8-figure?
6-figure. I'm not. Why are we going into that?
I don't know.
We don't need to go into that.
It's the only thing I know about navigation. North, east, south, west.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing how navigation works.
Yeah.
Just the way it's all been, like, every part of the planet pretty much is plotted.
Yeah.
Like grid squares.
Yeah.
And, like, you can identify any point in the world as long as you have the right map sheet.
Yeah.
With grids.
You know what I never understand? You know when you see, like, the old maps?
Yeah.
Like, from, like, 200, 300 years ago, how they got it so, like, right? Like, how they got the shapes of the...
Oh, no, yeah. Well, they used to... get like good artists who'd sit off the coast.
Yeah. Yeah, but how did you get it to scale? I don't know how you could do it. I don't.
Well, that's the talent behind it.
Yeah. And they still like, you see like maps of like Africa and you just think like, how did they do that 200 years ago, 300 years
that
ago?
That is pretty unbelievable, really.
And they didn't have helicopters, didn't have planes, didn't have satellites.
When you think about it.
Yeah. And yeah, because you, it's so easy to go wrong, isn't it? Like, I can't draw at
I
all
can't draw
to scale.
Either.
But like, you think how they did it. They got accurate maps that long ago.
I know, yeah. That was really weird. How did they draw... Does anybody know how they accurately did maps back in the old days?
Emailing. Well, wasn't it... Was it Pythagoras, the old Greek mathematician? He worked out the circumference, so the distance around the Earth, and it was accurate to like 8% or something, 10%.
Right,
and that was like 2,000 years ago.
10% out.
Yeah, he did it by... he plotted... It was in Africa, I think he did it, actually. And he plotted points with sticks. And I think he used, so obviously he used pi, so 3.14, which is like a circle.
Yeah.
And he used it to work out the circumference of the Earth back then. Didn't have a calculator. That's what I always think as well. Like when I do like, you do like complex numbers on like a calculator.
Yeah.
And even like, just like normal simple equations, like 3,000 times 5,500 of it. It's like, how would you do that back then? It would take ages. And yet now we just do it in a second. Cool.
Yeah. How intelligent were people back then? I've just been thinking about it. People used to measure mountains just by walking up them.
What, literally just?
Yeah, just going up. And I don't know what kind of measuring scheme, but even like hundreds of years ago, they were accurate to within.
How do they actually do it now? Like laser probably, something
like that? Yeah, it's all done laser now, isn't
it?
Like
yeah,
properly above sea level and all that.
Yeah.
But so it's bang on accurate. But back then, I think they just used to some old Scottish explorers.
Yes.
I think we're about 800 metres here, Tony.
I'll give you that one.
I'm not going any further. As he sips on his whiskey.
Yeah, because what else was going about? Yeah, the tallest mountain in the world, it's underwater, isn't it? It's taller than Everest, the tallest mountain in the world. It's underwater, it's an underwater mountain.
Below sea level?
Yeah, and it's
probably, Everest. Yeah.
So if you think, if suddenly, like the Earth got a bit hotter and all the water evaporated, that would actually be the tallest, and it wouldn't be Everest. But it would be, Everest would be the tallest point, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
There we go.
That's really weird. Yeah. Interesting. Straight in with science there.
It's good. I like science.
As we're talking about that, I'm just watching a video of a big silverback gorilla just run up and punch a window. Have you seen that?
No. Send it me.
I can't
put it on Twitter when we finish.
I will do. But you just see this silverback.
Is he angry
just,
about something?
I don't know, but he's just wandering over and he runs and he just goes boom. He's just at the window and glass
like
cracks. Yeah, and he cracks the glass.
Jesus. That'd be good, that. No, it's probably a bit illegal.
What's that?
You know, like get the top boxer.
What, to fight a gorilla?
To fight a gorilla.
Do you know a chimp is 8 times stronger than a man?
It's actually.
That's a chimp. And now a gorilla, what's a gorilla? A gorilla's probably 15 times stronger than a man. He'd rip him limb from limb.
It'd be fun to watch.
It would be fun to watch.
That's what the thingies used to do. Did they do it with gorillas, the Romans, in the Colosseum?
Probably.
They had like lions, didn't they?
Bit of everything.
Elephants.
What else do you want to say?
What else have we got in the news? Politics. Said you wanted to talk politics.
Yeah, let's talk politics.
Oh, no.
Who are you voting for?
Me. Conservatives.
Okay, why? Conservatives are...
They're the most...
David Cameron.
Yeah.
You want Cameron
Tories,
to stay in.
That's what people call them, the Tories. I want David Cameron to stay in. What are you looking at?
I thought someone just walked past me.
No.
I'm sure this house is haunted.
I don't believe in ghosts.
Neither do I, but...
It could be.
That was really weird.
I don't know.
He just might have been the shadow of a car going past or something.
Probably, you're on a road. Anyway, Conservative Party, I'm voting. That is David Cameron.
Now, why do they appeal to you?
I think they're the most realistic. So, like, they offer the most realistic policies which could be implemented. Like, they've offered the new Help to Buy scheme, which I was saying to you before. So, like, people who are in council houses, they're offered to, they can buy their house. At a discounted rate, which gets people on the property ladder. It gives people an asset, a big asset, which they wouldn't normally have. And it gets people out of a routine, which Thatcher did it famously in the 80s, which helps a lot of people. But then the downside to that is it could create a housing shortage, you know, for welfare housing.
History repeating itself.
Exactly. And you like Thatcher? You're a fan of Thatcher?
I was, only because she took no shit. That was the only reason I liked her. I wasn't even alive when Thatcher was around.
Yeah, no, but you look into her stuff. Yeah, she was a bit controversial. But she did stuff that was going to happen anyway.
She was a... Why people hated it was because she refused to bow down to anyone.
She was a strong personality.
But I respect that.
Yeah. It was like her and... There's a bloke called Arthur Scargill, and he was like the head of the unions, the mining unions. And they were like two really strong like personalities, and they just clashed together. But Thatcher, she just got rid of them, all the trade unions. Just like wipe them out, which people argue was a good thing because they had a lot of power then, trade unions, yep. And it was bad for business. It's hard to really become successful because you always had the trade unions stopping things or increasing wages if you couldn't afford it. Yeah. So it was bad a lot of time. But she's controversial.
When the IRA famously, some of them, was it Bobby Sands?
Yeah,
went on hunger strike.
Yeah,
refused to eat. I'd be shit at that.
I've not really read up on that. Go on, what's that?
Basically, one of the IRA members, or I don't know the exact history. Was he a suspected IRA member?
Yeah. He was in prison, was he?
Yeah. In prison by the British. And they went on hunger strike.
Yeah.
And I think, basically, Margaret Thatcher's...
She just didn't care.
She was just like, fuck him. Let him starve.
Fair play.
But obviously, nowadays, you'd be like, oh, give him food. You know, force feed him, he's got to live. And she was just like, well, if you don't want to
That's another thing. There you go. What do you think about, like, torture and waterboarding and stuff? Controversial. Well, America does it a lot. We do it, I think. Got done for it.
I think, you know, I don't know.
I don't agree with it. I don't. As much as I love the thought of getting the terrorists off the streets and whatnot, it's only going to create more problems, isn't it? It's just going to create more hate. And, like, I was like, if for every person you torture, you just create three more.
The scary thing with torturing is... How do you know you're actually...
Yeah.
What if you're torturing someone who has no information?
Yeah, the argument is they'll just tell you anything just to stop you doing it. And that's why it doesn't work at all. Like, there's loads of, like, psychological studies that it just doesn't work. Yeah. If you, I think you're just more likely to just lie, just to tell them something, even if it's not true. Yeah. And then they can prosecute you on that because they say you've like, owned up to stuff. There we go. Fun topic.
Cool.
Torture.
Just looking up Bobby Sands, though.
What's the worst form of torture?
Oh, there's all sorts there's of stuff.
Have you seen the one? Have you ever looked up like what they used to do, like medieval?
Yeah,
torture?
Sharpened bamboo canes up your fingernails.
Nice.
Putting a pipe up your backside, then inserting barbed wire, then pulling the pipe out so the barbed wire stays in.
No, don't.
And then you just rip the barbed wire out your arse.
Oh, that's nice. Worst one I've seen it. They used to, I think it was Spain where they did it. They had like a copper bull. It was like a statue thing, but it was hollow.
Yeah.
And they poured oil into it.
Yeah.
And then they put people in it. It was like a huge bull thing that you sat in it.
So it was like boiling oil.
Oil. And then they put it over a fire and just let you like boil alive.
Oh my God. They still do that to pigs now.
What?
They put pigs in boiling water to like strip the
alive?
Skin off them. Yeah, that's why you should. There's good documentary to watch about like
In different countries?
No, in Britain as well. Oh. Like what's it called when you mass produce like meat and that?
Yeah,
factory farming and that. Yeah. Oh, they get treated like shit animals. It's horrendous.
It's horrible. You look at some of it. Yeah, because they put like little cameras in the tires and stuff, don't they? To try and like have a look inside.
It's awful what they do. If you like animals, it'll make you sad. Little piglets coming out and getting the balls ripped off just like by hand. And
why?
Cows so heavy, pumped full of shit that the legs are just snapping under them.
Oh.
It's horrible.
Nice.
Factory farming is evil. Yeah. Some of these chickens are pumped so full of like crap.
Put water in them, don't they, as well?
They can't stand up. They're blind. They can't walk.
It's not nice.
Yeah.
Makes you want to become like vegetarian, but you don't really want to be.
Yeah. So, I've been dieting this week, by the way.
What have you been eating?
And I've always have porridge for breakfast. Or some form of good carbohydrate for breakfast.
Yeah. Complex carbs.
Yeah. Yeah. Then because we've been really active this week, like a lot of hours running around and that, sweating a lot. I'd have like an omelette.
Yeah.
With a bit of salad. A bit of veg for my dinner.
Yeah.
And then I might have had a bit of fruit in the afternoon. Then I'd train. Then I'd have my tea. And that would just be like a little bit of chicken with some veg, some salad.
Sounds good.
Basically cut the carbs down the closer you get towards night time. And then...
You just farted.
I didn't. I didn't. No, and then...
New shoes.
And then you... no, that's that chair.
Stepped on a
chair
dog.
Again. And then you get... yeah, so the closer you get to bed, the less carbs you have.
Don't they say if you eat... if you eat less at night, you get more testosterone in the morning. Your body kind of makes up for it. So if you don't eat at night, you get more testosterone in the morning.
Yeah, God, I don't know about that.
You don't. Yeah, if you eat less, when you sleep, your body produces testosterone.
Yeah, well, you feel strong in the morning.
Yeah.
The key is just to keep eating, but just small amounts. I keep
eating a lot more fruit. Like for like breakfast, I just eat apples or something like fruit.
I'd have a little bit more than that just for your carbs, just to give you the energy.
I find I'm not as hungry in the morning anymore. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's because you should just eat even if you're not hungry.
Yeah.
A lot of fat people don't eat breakfast.
They'll
get up, not eat anything because they don't feel hungry, and then just suddenly get hit by a wave of hunger that just lasts all day.
And they just eat everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've been dieting down, cutting my weight down. Got an inter-club fight on Sunday.
That?
Not this Sunday, coming next Sunday.
Basically boxing?
No, MMA. Back to MMA.
Are you ready for that?
Yeah, feel ready. Feel
fit, grappling?
Feel strong. Been doing a bit of everything. Boxing.
Thai boxing?
Yep.
Kicking?
Grappling. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Wrestling. Cool.
Who's the guy you're fighting?
I don't know. But just bringing the weight down. It's not major. It's just an interclub where...
What are you fighting at?
What weight?
Yeah.
Around 75 kilogram.
And what are you now?
Probably about 77, 78.
Right, I see that. You're allowed to be 77, aren't you? Anyway?
Yeah, you can be a little bit over.
Yeah. That'll be all right.
Well, you just got to watch your weight. It's good, though, you know?
Yeah.
Gives you a bit of motivation to train. And I love it anyway.
Yeah.
Just get in there, have a bit of a tear up.
Yeah.
Go home. Have dinner.
Sportsmanship. There's a lot of sportsmanship in MMA. They all shit talk each other, but...
They shit talk at the start.
I think in the end, they always seem to respect each other. Yeah. Same with boxing as well. You find there's a lot of respect in boxing.
Yeah, of course there is. They're all at that level. They do secretly... They wouldn't train as hard if they didn't respect each other.
Exactly.
That's why they kill themselves in the gyms, because of how much respect they have for each other.
Yeah. What do you think about the Pacquiao? We've already spoke about that, haven't we? Pacquiao Mayweather fight.
Yeah, it's getting close now.
Yeah.
Exciting.
There's also a thingy.
Conor McGregor, Jose Aldo.
When's that? Soon, isn't it?
That's June, July, I think. July 11th.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I'm probably more excited for that than I am Pacquiao Mayweather.
That'd be good. I think Pacquiao Mayweather, you kind of know Mayweather's going to win. That sounds bad. I probably shouldn't say that.
No, you don't know. You never know with boxing or any combat sports.
Well, you've never seen them fight each other, so how are you supposed to know anyway?
Exactly, but styles make fights. Pacquiao's a very...
He's quick,
energetic, powerful.
Yeah.
Southpaw. Mayweather, a bit smoother.
Is he also southpaw Mayweather? Or he's both, anyway.
No, he's orthodox.
Yeah.
Who knows, it'll be amazing. Then Jose Aldo, the little Brazilian wrecking ball.
Yeah.
From Manaus in Brazil and the Amazon. Only way he can get to it is by plane. Literally lives in the city in the jungle.
Yeah.
And Conor McGregor, Ireland's finest, Irish. My favourite.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah. I'll be gutted watching them two because...
Yeah, I love both of them.
One of my best ones going to... Someone I like is going to lose.
Yeah.
That's quite good. And they're probably two of my best favourite fighters.
Probably, yeah. It's always, I think the lighter divisions are always better. They're funner to watch. Because the heavy divisions, you find they're just... It depends who you watch, but they're just fat men who are just trying to go at each other. There's not as much technical skill.
What do you mean?
Like, heavier weights aren't quite as good to watch, I don't think.
No, they're slower. They are good. They're more powerful.
Yeah.
There's more knockouts when you're heavier.
But even then, you look like Conor McGregor and stuff. The knockouts are
mental. Freakish knockout power. Yeah, exactly. He's humongous for his weight as well.
What else are we talking about? There you go. Politics again. Come on, we'll go back.
Yeah.
Who are you going to vote for?
I'm going to vote for UKIP.
And why are you going to vote for UKIP?
I just agree with everything he says, and I want a leader who has a set of bollocks on him.
Yeah,
but and I feel like Nigel Farage isn't scared to talk about what's on all our minds.
AIDS in immigrants wasn't on my mind.
Yes, I'm not. Bob, that's different. That was just one little passing thing. You even said you read the manifesto.
The manifesto isn't as bad as their...
Get the manifesto up.
I've got it here now.
Right, okay. And you agreed with pretty much everything.
Apart from coming out of the EU. I don't think we should come out of the EU.
But the thing with the EU is how much does it cost us?
It costs us 10 billion a year.
It costs us more than that.
It costs us 10 billion a year.
It costs us more than that.
No, it doesn't.
It costs us more. I bet you any money it costs more than that.
No, it costs... It costs 10 billion a year.
Look it up. Are you 100% certain that's the fact? Because I've heard that it's something ridiculous like 2 billion a week.
It's not. Do you want me to find it for you?
Yeah, find out.
It even says it in the manifesto. Right, EU. But anyway, no, it doesn't cost us that much.
Right, I'm going to look that up.
One sec. EU.
Yeah. But it's not just about that. I want a leader who I respect in charge. And don't get me wrong, I don't think David Cameron's the worst, but I want, and I'm sure a lot of people agree with me on this, you want a leader who is more of a man of the people. And I just think that Nigel Farage seems like a man of the people. And I can't stand it when people think that UKIP are racist. No, they're not at all.
No, I agree. I don't think they're racist.
They're
just politically correct. Yeah, stupid.
But
yeah.
What's wrong with being, you know,
I agree with you. I'm not one of those.
No,
I'm
know not, you're not, not. But I mean, I, and also I hate nowadays wing. That having a Union Jack flag, your own country or the England flag, or what is like a sign of racism. And that's what's happened. That's been created.
I think the issue is, no, the problem is you get people like the EDL, groups like the EDL.
Yeah, and they're a bunch of absolute plonkers.
Yeah, they put a bad
name
image
on.
To it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what, and I feel bad for that. I don't want... I've got.
Do you know how many politicians are switching from their party to the UKIP?
Yeah, I think about four have so far, haven't they? Four or five.
Well, that's got to be telling you something.
Yeah, but they're not winning, and they're not going to win the election.
Right.
That's another thing as well.
But you keep saying they're not going to win.
As much as it's a democracy...
I know a lot of people who are going to vote
Not that many people, though. As much as it's a democracy, you got to be realistic. It's still really a two-party system. So it's either going to be Labour or Conservative. So if you vote for... UKIP, it's given a vote to Labour essentially, and nobody really wants Labour in.
Yeah.
So, I don't like talking politics that much.
Right, okay. Something like 55 million a day is what it costs the UK to be a part of the EU. So, we were 20 billion a year, they reckon.
Hang on.
I've got it here. Just got it.
The EU costs
20 billion a year just to be part of the European Union.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, that money could...
60%, we were doing this in economics the other day in a lecture, 60% of our trade is with the EU. Why would you
for 20... No, but you can still be... You can still trade with Europe.
With the EU... with the UK, we've got 20 billion a year to spend.
Yeah, I know we do, but...
Why?
I'm sure he won't.
I don't see a reason why.
They're not going to be stupid and just completely cut ties.
No, they're not. They want to start.
They want to negotiate our deal, because I do think we do pay off. We do.
It costs everyone about £2 a year. That's how it works. It costs every citizen £2.
Well, that's two packs of Montemunch. Some people will pay for that.
But it's the EU is a good thing. I think we should have a United States of Europe. One country, Europe. We're so badass. Who would mess with Europe if you were one country?
Oh, well, but you'd lose your identity.
You'd have the greatest... No, you wouldn't. It's not like... Texas has got its own identity. New York has got its own identity. It'd be the same thing. That's what Europe wants. It wants to be like the US. It wants lots of different states, which is what the US has.
The US is in a shit state.
Not really.
What you see in the news and the big warships
now
and
you're
that.
Just, you're just saying stuff and it's not necessarily true.
Well, you're just saying stuff and it's not necessarily true.
What am I saying that's not necessarily true?
Well, what am I saying that's not necessarily true?
You're just saying US isn't doing well. It's in a shit state.
Have you been to America?
I've been.
Right, well, I've got...
Florida.
Yeah. Disneyland. Well, I've been recently, to keep harping on about it. And some parts of America are in a shit state.
It's just like the UK.
Yeah, but... Yeah. So... Maybe
difference?
We should stop spending so much money trying to save the world and spend a bit more money on our
hometown. Yeah, that's one thing. He wants to cut foreign aid.
Yeah, bingo.
$2 billion, from $10 billion to $2 billion.
Right, brilliant.
Why?
Why the hell do we need to give $8 billion a year to a country that's got its own space program?
We don't actually give in. That's another thing that was made up. We don't actually give India anymore.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Well, why was that on the news the other day?
Because it's not true. It was probably Daily Mail, you found it as well.
It wasn't the Daily Mail.
Does the UK give India aid? It stopped doing it. It was last year, they negotiated.
Right, okay, then. What countries does... I'm sure we give Argentina something.
We give poorer countries aid because we want to trade with them in the long run. You don't look at it as like a moral thing, even though you can do, which is a good thing. Don't look at it in terms of moral... A moral thing. If you're good to a country that's coming up in the world,
this is what I'm saying.
You can sell a lot of your Rolls Royces to them.
We've give to Pakistan.
What's up with Pakistan?
I think if there's children homeless in Britain, which there is thousands of,
there's a lot more children homeless in Pakistan.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's not our problem, and
that's,
I'm sorry.
Well,
about
that's
that.
No. Well, in that sense, then you're just looking at it from. No. That's just a. That's literally just a personal. Point of view opinion.
No, but
I
no,
think
it's
we
not.
Should probably.
No,
even
it's
if
not. Right, Jay, your cousin's homeless, or some guy in London you don't know is homeless. Who are you going to help? Your homeless cousin.
Yeah, but some guy in London, some guy who's homeless in the UK is not also my cousin compared to some guy who's homeless in Pakistan.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter.
Just because he was born in the same geographical country as us, it doesn't make a difference.
Well, it does because this is where you grow up. This is where you live.
So?
We're
in a lot.
Don't get me wrong. I agree with giving charity to hot countries like that, and I'm all for keeping
it up.
There
you go. You just said we're not keeping
but,
it up if
but
you're cutting
no,
it to $2 billion.
But you're not. We need to knock the amount we're giving down.
Why?
Because we need to spend more on this country.
You sound like Nigel Farage.
I should be Nigel Farage. Yeah, people would agree with me over you.
Well, not clearly, because he's not going to win the election.
Well, how do you know?
Because the opinion polls say.
Yeah, because the majority of Brits think, what's the point in voting? It's just going to be some pompous...
It's not the majority of Brits.
It's a lot of Brits.
I don't like Russell Brand now either.
Well, yeah, before I go into that. But the majority of Brits will think, what's the point? I get shit on no matter what. The north of England is a prime example.
The north west is, I think,
the
north west performing
region. And even you can't disagree with me on that.
Well, no, I agree. What do you think?
I just want somebody...
How will UKIP make the north west better?
Because they'll equal everybody's opportunities a lot more than what they are now.
How?
Where's the manifesto? There's points on it which
are not. They're just the same as a Conservative, really. They're just offering to come out of the EU. Whereas Conservative are offering a referendum, which I don't want either.
Well, another thing, they're massively for the forces, which will help me.
Do you want to spend more on military, don't they?
Well, I think we should have a strong military.
Do you think that might be a biased point of view?
No, it's not biased. If I, even if I wasn't a soldier, I would still be like, I want to go to bed at night knowing that if any Russians try to invade, we've got the firepower to...
I already go to bed at night knowing that I'm probably going to be all right.
Yeah, you do, but it's still a warm, fuzzy feeling to know that you're in a country that's secure and safe.
So we cut...
Imagine if we cut our nuclear program.
That's what we're going to do anyway.
Why? No, we're not.
If we... No, actually, Conservatives actually said they want to fund it more.
Right, well, that's good. Because that is... that. Basically, it's all about nuclear weaponry these days. Yeah. And as long as we've got it, we're untouchable. Because it's a you fire at us, we'll fire at you kind of scenario.
We're not going to get rid of the nuclear.
No, we're not. But that's but some parties are trying to get rid of it.
So you want to cut? You want to come out of the EU to save money, and you want to cut foreign aid to save money.
Yeah.
And spend more money for a warm feeling at night.
I want to spend more money. No, not just on the military. I want to spend more money on the people of this country.
So public service.
Yeah. And the NHS, public sectors. Yeah. More money into
Conservatives
local businesses.
Have pledged this.
More money into local businesses, more funding for local businesses.
Yep, Conservatives pledge that.
I don't even know much about politics, but
neither
I'm just
I.
giving
I don't
you.
Like politics.
I'm
I
just
like
giving
economics.
You.
I
you
don't
obviously
like
do. I'm just
like
giving you my opinion, and I'm giving you the opinion of the majority of British people.
It's not the opinion of the majority of British people.
And people.
It's the opinion of a lot of lower income British people. Is that controversial?
What, like us? Like me?
No, not really. I don't know. It's the opinion of where you grow up. So say we grew up in the Northwest. I think wasn't the MEP for the European Member of Parliament for the Northwest Nick Griffin until he got kicked out. It was Nick Griffin. So the Northwest of England generally has a different
opinion. BNP.
Yeah, he was the MEP. He was the it's split up into regions, so Northwest, Northeast, and he was the MEP for the Northwest. So it's clear that the Northwest of England has a different opinion to the rest of the UK.
Yeah, because we get absolutely shit on. You only need to wander the streets of Lancashire and Manchester and Liverpool and Cumbria.
In every recession, controversial parties get bigger.
Well, because we need a change. I just think it's a shame how much. And it was obvious during the Olympics.
What?
London, the South got everything. We got a few little events. Scotland got loads of stuff.
It was held in London.
Well, no, but it's not.
It was London 2012.
Yeah, it was London, but it was still GB.
Yeah, but it was London
2012. It's the GB.
It's our capital city. What do you expect?
Yeah, I know it is, but it would have just been nice for him to spread the wealth a little bit, get a bit of tourism up north.
Yeah, but there's no bloody stadiums here.
Yeah, there is. There's no stadiums in the north of England.
North
Jake,
End.
The biggest stadiums in the Premier League.
What, they say in Bolton, North End?
No, I'm talking about Old Trafford, Anfield. There's loads. North End's not a bad stadium.
But London's our capital.
I know it is, yeah, but I was there. I did the Olympics.
What, you...
See,
what,
you're... You, you,
what
I've
event,
got the
what
first
event did you compete in?
Judo.
Shot put.
I was there. Curling. It was amazing. I'm not saying anything bad about the Olympics.
Curling.
I'm just saying it would have been nice because that Olympics made Britain an absolute fortune.
Yeah,
but it would have been nice to help because it's tiny Britain.
Yeah.
To a lot of these foreign tourists, travelling from London to, say, Manchester would be like travelling city to city back from where they're from. It was easy. It would have been nice if they'd have held a few more events up and down the country.
They didn't. They did anything in Glasgow.
They did them in Glasgow. They didn't, but it would just be spread it a little bit more just so we spread that.
I know what you're saying. Forget all the Olympic bit. You're saying there's a divide between the North and South, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Which, of course, there is.
Yeah.
There is in every country, though. You've always got divisions because you're always going to have...
Yeah, but the thing is...
You're going to have to have...
But the thing is with the North and the South in most other countries is either if you're North or you're South, you've got something to bargain with.
I know
like
what I mean.
The South of America, of the United States, has got all the oil. It's got massive resources. It's rich.
Yeah, of course.
The South of England's our capital.
Not necessarily, but then you look at Alabama or you look at Tennessee.
Yeah,
and
but
it's
it doesn't
poor
matter.
But beyond belief.
Yeah, it is.
And you've got
but
New York.
North of England has got nothing. We've got nothing to bargain with, have we?
Cotton.
Cotton mills that
Guns.
Died out. Well, there's one behind the house. Died out about 100 years ago.
There you go. Northwest of England was the most prosperous place in the world.
Used to be.
40 years ago.
Now look at it. It's
just shit all.
And I hate that.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Well,
save the planet.
Anything. Well, you want to save the planet. Let's give more money to India.
I'm just voting Conservative Party. I don't know.
I'm going to vote UKIP. I just agree. And everyone I know, even you said you agreed with most of them. Most of the points.
I agree with some of them, most of them.
I agree with every single one of them.
Well, that's good for you.
Right, well, there politics.
We I don't like talking about politics. I just like arguing.
I know you do. You argue.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
But why? You do it. You know you agree with me on most of what I'm saying.
I don't agree with you because I'm not going to vote for him. Yes, I don't agree with coming out of the EU.
I should make my own party.
I don't
party.
Agree with coming out of
the Northern Party.
There you go, yeah. Just make your own. Right, I don't agree with coming out of the EU. I don't agree with cutting foreign aid because that goes against my economist bit because that doesn't make sense. And I don't agree
why
with...
Why does it not make sense to maybe cut back a little bit of our money that all our taxpayers give?
Stop talking. If you're doing well, if you're an economy that's doing well, you should...
What, do you think we're doing that well?
Yeah,
we're doing well enough to give the amount of money
we're doing pretty well. We have a pretty nice life. Most people in the UK have a pretty nice life compared to India.
Would you be saying
to Pakistan.
That? Well, yeah, you say that, Jake, but
what you think people
you
in Pakistan
take a walk
have a nice
on the wild?
Life?
What
you think? Hey, Afghanistan. We give foreign aid to Afghanistan.
I probably agree with that because
well, there we go.
They live bad. Yeah, but no. But I'm just saying, there's probably some countries
that don't need it.
That don't need.
Well, that's
it.
Just you saying that because that's what a party says. You're just saying that because he said that.
But you, well, why are you saying we shouldn't? See, it's
because we shouldn't.
Ways.
No, it doesn't.
Why should we not?
Why should we not?
Yeah.
What you mean, why should we not cut it?
Why should we keep up giving the amount of money we give?
Because if we're a prosperous economy, if we're doing all right ourselves, then we should give money to other economies to try and bring them up in the world so we can trade with them. You can look at it in terms of a moral perspective. Like, oh yeah, you're going to help some homeless children or whatnot, which it will, but you also want to look at it in terms of a business perspective. So like countries like Brazil, I think we still kind of give foreign aid to Brazil. But Brazil, Russia, India, China, those BRIC countries, it's kind of the new up-and-coming economies. We gave foreign aid to them, and suddenly we can trade
we
a
We gave
lot
money
them.
To China and Russia?
Not Russia. I think we did with China.
Haven't China got the fastest-growing economy in the world?
It's slowing now. It's starting to slow.
Good thing.
7% it had this year, GDP growth, which is probably... People say it's because now they're doing really well. A lot of these, you know, the factory owners, the middle class in China...
I wonder who the biggest economies in the world are.
The biggest economy in the world is China, I think it is. Well, it might be the US.
I think it's the US.
The US is the biggest economy.
It's world's largest economies by the...
GDP, it'll probably say.
Yeah, by CNN. All I'm saying is, Jay, I want more money
I see your point
given to the children of the UK because it's only every day I walk through town.
That's the thing, though. You say
my own town, I see kids, not on the street, but just... all they want to do in life is be gangsters and drug dealers because they've got nothing to strive for,
There's nothing by voting UKIP that they're going to get from that.
No, but they're going to put more money into smaller towns, more projects, help people who are trying to make a difference.
That's
like,
what I agree with. It's called supply-side economics, and that's what the Conservatives do, and I think a lot of them are right-wing.
Well, I just think, you know, my basic message is we should take a look in your own house before you start
I think they know their issues. I think they know the issues in the UK.
They don't know, Jake. That's been the argument for years. They don't know the problems.
Why?
Because they don't see it. Because they're not from where we're from.
I thought
they're
Nigel Farage went to a frigging private school. He's had an all right life.
Yeah, Nigel Farage has. But Nigel Farage is one of those posh guys who actually seems to give a shit about
the
people.
What
do you
say about all of them?
What? Not well. Conservatives is well known throughout the world, throughout Britain, as the rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
Margaret Thatcher famously said the poor didn't actually get poorer, the poor got richer. Because the gap between the rich and the poor increased. But then
tell you what, UK is actually 6th, sorry. Yeah, guess who beats us? Yeah, we're up there. India's 8th.
We beat India.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Britain 6th.
What's this based off?
Growth. Is it growth?
GDP.
CNN money. Growth, yeah.
No, let's have a look. It'll be GDP or GDP per capita. Because GDP per capita...
GDP in trillions of US dollars.
There you go. So US is up first.
Okay, guess how much US?
3 trillion.
17.5%.
What?
I don't get what that means. China's 10%.
You mean of the world? That's what it would be, GDP of the world.
Possibly, yeah. China's 10%. Japan, what's this?
No, it's not percent.
What's this? World's largest economies.
Dollars.
So what...
Dollars, 17 half dollars, billion, trillion.
So $17.5 trillion.
Yeah.
Okay, China, $10
trillion. Yeah.
Japan, $4.8 trillion. Germany, $3.9 trillion.
Yeah.
France, $2.9 trillion. UK, $2.8 trillion. Brazil.
Brazil.
Seventh biggest economy in the world.
Up and coming. Of course it is, yeah. Huge. Got loads of natural resources and stuff.
Well, yeah, it's got the Amazon.
Yeah.
Which is getting smashed to shit.
Yeah, that's not good.
Italy. Fair play. Russia. Boo. I like Russia. And India.
You like Russia?
I like the Russians, yeah.
They're madding.
They're old school, mate. They're tough.
Yeah, but Russia, it's just going
You don't see hair straighteners in Russia.
It's just going back to the Soviet Union.
They ride horses down the high street and drink vodka. But that's the end of the
What do you think is going to happen in Russia? So what do you see the world being like in 10 years?
I think it'll probably just be exactly the same, just with better iPhones. Because it's all fart and no poo, all this Russia.
Yeah, Russian. It always is, isn't it? People like, it's like headline grabbers, isn't it? People like.
And the press talk a lot of shit as well.
Yeah.
In fact, what's the headline today? That's another thing. Let's talk about the press. The press has so much influence on the British public, it is untrue.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
They must work hand in hand with the government.
A lot of the time as well, they post
things. What are spin doctors?
What? I don't know.
What are spin doctors?
I can't remember. I don't know.
Spin doctors are people like who work with the government in the press who kind of get headlines rolling about certain political...
Yeah.
I might just be talking after...
No, I don't. It's kind of corruption.
It is corrupt. If you're swaying a press, which should be...
Have you heard of lobbying? In America, they have something called lobbying.
Is that when the press are well on side
one? It's not the press. It's companies. They can basically... If there's a policy, it can either go through and pass or it gets cut off and there's two companies and the one with a bigger check gets the policy. So say, for example, there's a pharmaceutical company who wants to pass a law which allows them more freedom in terms of, I don't know, experimenting or something. Then the company with the bigger check gets that law passed. It's called lobbying. And it's basically, what do you call it when you give money? Bribery. It's basically just, it's corruption.
And it's all corrupt. And it's all politics corrupt.
That was another thing I watched. That's quite good. Culture High. Have you seen it on Netflix?
No.
The documentary. It's about cannabis, like legalizing it.
Oh, yeah. Is Joe Rogan in it?
Yeah, that's the one. And I've never really looked into it. I've never been like...
Should be legal in the UK.
Let me get to it. Yeah, I've never really looked into it. I've never thought, is it good or bad? I've just always thought it's a drug.
It's just a plant at the end of the day.
Oh yeah, and basically this culture, right, sort of looked at. Will you stop farting?
I'm not.
They sort of looked at the other sides of it, not just the actual drugs bit. Yeah. They looked at the politics of it and the economics of it.
Yeah.
And it basically showed, if they legalize cannabis in like the US, a lot of the US prisons are private. And the prisons, the government offers a deal to the prisons saying, we will always keep your prison 98% full because they get paid per head. And so basically a private
company... That's why they imprison cannabis dealers.
Exactly. So they... And even just people...
growing plants.
Not even that.
Growing plants. How ridiculous does that sound? People go to prison for growing a plant.
Yeah. And so that was the way of keeping... Because if they suddenly cut that... all of a sudden, you've got a lot of these prisoners who aren't going to go to prison. Because these private prisons say, yeah, we'll build you a prison... But you got to make sure it's
full. So we'll fund everybody, the guards.
Yeah, exactly. So they do that, which keeps people in prison. Also, as well, it allows the feds, they call them? It allows the feds to seize assets. So say if you're found...
The feds is in the FBI.
Yeah. It allows them to seize assets. Mm. So say if you're found with like a cannabis plant or in your house, it allows them to seize all your house, to seize everything you've got, all your money, all your... car and things like that, which they sell at auction like a year later, and it's a huge, they put it into the budget, they're seized money and they use that money. And so suddenly if they're not able to arrest people for it, they lose a lot of this seized money. Mm. Which is another big thing, and it's not right really. And there's probably going to be
politics is the most corrupt organization on the planet.
Politics,
yeah, all of it is, it all links in.
Yeah it is. It's bad if you look into it.
There's so much.
That's why I'm free market, right wing, just let everything be.
Right wing's not let everything be, is it?
It is.
Right wing.
Left wing is
extremism,
like,
isn't it?
No, not necessarily. Left wing's like socialism. There we go. We'll talk about the right and left. I'll inform you.
I'll tell you right. Right's when you turn to right and left's when you turn to your left.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, easy. In politics.
If you struggle, put your hands out and one of your hands will make an L. That's your left. Go on.
Yeah. Right. In politics, you've got right and left.
Yeah,
and right-wing politics is generally more, for example, religious and less liberal in terms of the social views. So that's what it kind of looks like in politics.
Yeah.
So they're kind of against gay marriage and they're against legalization of drugs and things like that. But then right wing, if you look in terms of economics, generally right wing parties with all these less liberal social ideas have more liberal economics ideas. So liberal means free and open.
Yeah, I know.
So they want the economy generally to be more free without like restriction and things like that. So really right wing have left wing, free, liberal economics point of view. So really I'm like left wing socially. So I agree with like gay marriage and stuff like that, all that stuff. But then I think like an economy should be left on its own. I think a government should be as small as possible. So that's my opinion. But right and left wing, people get confused a lot. People just think right wing and then think, oh, extremism, Nazis, whatever. That's not really what
it is. It's hard to even exist these days. What a struggle life is. You're born to work, to die.
Yeah, essentially.
You know what I mean? What happened to the days when you're just born? Your only job was to survive and provide for your family. Yeah. As in,
you went out into the forest, you collected some mushrooms. You got high, you found a little rabbit in a trap that you set up the day before. Snare. And you're going to eat that at lunch with your hairy wife.
Yeah.
And it's all fun and games. But well, then
it
again,
it would be easy, wouldn't it?
They wouldn't have an iPhone, they wouldn't have medicine, they wouldn't have...
Do we need an iPhone?
No, but we probably need medicine.
Do we need medicine? You'd all be living on was vegetables and meat.
Yeah, but...
You'd probably live longer.
No, I don't think that's true.
No, you wouldn't, but if you knew what you knew today and then took yourself
out...
Could
you imagine life now without the internet? Could you really?
Yeah, I would like a life without the internet.
Yeah, but you wouldn't.
I would, really. I would like any... I would just like a simple life where...
I don't know,
because then they'd take my PS4 away, but a life where...
A life without FIFA is not a life anymore.
Yeah, I know. How obsessed with phones are we?
Yeah. That, I don't like that. People on
phones.
I hate
it, but I do it though. I was on it as you're speaking. What, obsessed with that? My missus hates it.
Yeah.
We watch a film together and, you know, one of us at one stage will quickly check your phone. And
for no reason, you never gain anything from it, do you? That's the thing. You just look at endless crap. It's like Facebook. I need to delete it, but I can't.
I come in and go out of it. I mean, I go in just because of what was going on next Sunday, but... find myself scrolling down, and I'm as bad as everyone, and just, at least I try and make my statuses quite funny, though. And
I don't even put statuses, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, yeah. But some people are like, oh, just talking shite. Yeah. It's almost like we're all showing off to each other, and...
Yeah. I don't understand. Yeah, I think it's because humans are quite social, and they always like to know what other people
are doing. But I've got a social job where I'm with a lot of good friends, and I'm always surrounded by social people, so...
Yeah.
It's good for me, that. But I can see why some poor bloody single mum who can't get a job because she's looking after her kids would want to interact with people. So I can see that.
What do you think about when you see someone who's on benefits and they've got, like, the brand new iPhone?
Well, that's just... You know what I mean? That's... I'm almost past getting angry with it because it's just like...
Would you say, like, it annoyed you?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's got a better phone than me, for one.
Because you always see, like, people say, well, that's money that I've paid for you, in a sense.
Kind
tax.
Of, yeah. But, I mean, it depends on circumstances. I think, I agree with some benefits. Some benefits are crucial.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they do help
course,
some
yeah.
people. But I think that there should be much more severe restrictions. Yeah.
More stringent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think benefits should be a way to get yourself back on your feet.
Yeah, definitely.
But
well, here's one. Why don't you just give them food tokens so that all they can spend is... Beth's just come down in a dressing gown.
What?
Hello, Beth. She's putting tea on. What was I talking about then? I'm distracted by
food
dressing
tokens.
Gown. Oh, yeah. So you just give them food tokens so that they can't buy fags, booze.
Yeah.
Maybe give them a little bit of spending money for that.
That's but the thing,
the majority
though.
Of it should be tokens for a supermarket for either stuff for the baby, clothing, or food.
That's the thing, though. You look at it in terms of like an economics point of view, benefits are crucial for our economy because they provide demand. They provide it's literally money for people to spend on whatever they want because it keeps demand up in the economy. If we took away benefits from everyone, our economy would go to shambles. Suddenly, there'd be no one on benefits buying a nice television from Currys. Or there'd be no one.
Well, so most people on benefits are what, who buy most of the stuff?
No, you find that, yeah, because they've got
I
more...
I suppose the benefit is then just pumping money back into the economy.
That's what it is, it's demand.
It's all getting called, spent.
Have you heard of John Maynard Keynes?
No, but that is quite a... I never thought about benefits like that.
It is literally...
So the millions we give to benefits are being spent in our own country anyway.
Of course, it's just demand... It's called it demand management, because in the economy... You've got aggregate demand, so it's all the demand, and then you've got aggregate supply. And a way of increasing demand is consumption, and the way you increase consumption is just give people money. And that's what benefits are. Yeah. If you suddenly took people away from that, you wouldn't have people buying stuff. Or you would, but to a lesser extent. So there you go. Another argument is we've relied so much on these benefits that if we took them away, we don't know where we're standing. It takes a lot away from our domestic stuff.
Yeah. Stick kettle on, please, Beth.
What else are we talking about? We're 45 minutes in.
Okay, another 50 minutes. Oh, talking about politics.
Again.
This is like animal politics.
Yeah.
There's a tribe of baboons. My friend showed me this. I've got really like good friends with a lad I'm working with at the moment.
Yeah.
He's kind of on the same wavelength as me. He's a big guy. His nickname's The Ox. So a shout out to The Ox. Newcastle. Yeah. And he's hilarious. And we share a lot of the same political views. He has a really old phone, like a Nokia 3310, because no one rings him. But he's like a bit of a maverick, you know.
Yeah.
He's against the system and all that.
Fight the power. Yeah, the evil revolution. Power.
Yeah, yeah. And we watch like documentaries together and stuff. He's hilarious as well.
Yeah.
And he showed me this video of these like baboons that live in like a tip in say some Southeast. Are you playing footsie with me?
Yeah.
In some Southeast Asian country, I think. And there's stray dogs on the tip as well. I'll show you the video in a minute. I'll put the video on the webpage, on the Facebook page. And these baboons, they steal the puppies. And it's really horrible to watch. They're dragging this puppy by its tail. This big baboon's dragging it away from its mum.
Yeah.
And then it like starts slapping it around, and then it like almost does like a sexual gesture on it. It picks it up and like it licks its like the little puppy's arse kind of. I don't know what it's doing. You know, just establishing pure dominance on it.
Asserting its male dominance.
Asserting itself.
Yeah.
It's dead interesting. But then these dogs start getting raised by the baboon family. And so they adopt them as puppies.
What does the dog like end up?
The dogs end up huge. They're like bloody big wolfhounds.
No, but how does it end up like acting? Does it act differently?
No, it doesn't act like a baboon, if that's what you're saying. But it suddenly becomes like the protector of the tribe.
Yeah.
And it stands watch from them. And when other stray dogs come near them, these dogs chase them off.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Jesus. It's like, did you ever watch that documentary on that Ukrainian girl who was brought up by dogs?
Feral children.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you ever see that
like
one with
you?
Yeah. And did you ever see that one with that?
She was like running around on all fours, drinking from the tap.
See that one?
We'll put that up as well. Horrible. That's really creepy, isn't it?
Yeah. But she was brought up. She was like left. I think
left
she
to like
abandoned.
Literally live with the dogs in the base in the
and the
backyard.
Dogs brought her up. They fed her and stuff like that. And she grew up like acting like a dog. But that's a funny thing. Why would
she drank from the
if
tea?
If you have a human brought up by dogs,
you
like
can pretty
dogs.
Much milk anything with nipples.
If you have a human.
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
What's that off? I know that.
What's that off, Beth? I shouldn't even hear it.
Meet
the parents.
That's it. I watched that the other day. Why would, if you brought up a dog with like, if you brought up a dog with humans, it still like acts like a dog. But if you brought up a human with dogs, it acts like a dog.
Well, do we teach humans to be humans or do they naturally act like humans?
No, we teach them. It's like collective knowledge, isn't it? Like you learn stuff over time and teach
Do you
them
learn
that.
To be good or is that inbuilt in you?
It's built in. Majority of people are good.
Is it?
Yeah. It benefits mankind by being good to one another.
Why aren't we good to each other then?
We are, generally. It's just in big numbers, I don't think. I think the blame is taken away, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like in terms of a war or something.
Yeah.
Like if you go to war, you don't feel as bad as if you were just doing it on
your accent
own.
Changes every week.
Why?
I don't know. It's got, you're getting like a really weird, you talk, you, like every
you
sentence you say is like at the end of a question. So then the GDP is in Europe, and did I used to do that?
Yeah, when you came up from Afghan.
Yeah, I came back from one tour, and I must have been, we all must have been speaking like that because
You probably get it with like...
I used to finish every sentence like this.
At the end of a sentence, like it was a question.
Yeah, and then I'd just even be saying, do you want to watch Coronation Street? I'll have a cup of tea, please, if that's okay. That's how you're speaking. Have you noticed it, Beth? Jake's funny accent he's got going on. Gets stronger every time.
It's probably people you hang around with. Why is that? Why do you change your accent?
Because I get a stronger Preston accent when I've been on leave than, say, when I've been at work. When I've been at work, I get a really relaxed kind of northern accent.
Yeah.
But when I've been...
I don't really have any southern mates. I've got a few, but they're from like Essex.
I've got friends from all over the globe. I'm a jet setter.
I'm an international man.
Yeah.
There you go. We've got 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
What else are we talking about?
There was something else I wanted to speak about. What else has happened in the news? I'm sorry, that's distracting me, Beth. There's a little dwarf and his family travelling in a camper van. And it's putting me off. Look at his little son. Oh, the new Star Wars trailer.
I was watching it before. I didn't finish all of it. It's good, innit?
Yeah, we'll watch it after this.
Yeah, it's meant to be good.
It looks amazing. Have you not seen it?
I've not seen the new one. I saw the first one. I've got it on the tab halfway through.
Get it ready to watch.
Yeah, we'll do it. Oh, shit, it's on. No, I don't want that. I was about to, I had some news. I can't remember what it was. What was it? I can't remember. What big news has been in the week? I go on Reddit. Reddit's quite good.
I can't because my frigging laptop's toppers with viruses.
Why have you got viruses on it?
I don't know.
Have you been watching?
I don't know. Nothing like that.
Midgets?
No, it's not got a good virus software on it.
I'm trying to find what we've got. World news, that's quite a good one to go on. It gives you a lot of...
There's not really much happened that I've seen. Did we talk about the plane crash? Oh, no, we spoke about the plane crash, didn't
we? Which one?
Where the guy crashed it into the mountain. We did speak about that.
Yeah, we spoke about that, yeah. It kind of came out, didn't it?
He came out. Did he?
No. France wants to fight terrorism by spying on everyone. Prime Minister says proposed surveillance law is not a French Patriot Act, but civil liberties groups say it goes too far.
I think that is a bit too far.
What do you think about, like, the NSA and the British did it as well, spying on people?
Well, depends the threat level.
But even
you don't know nowadays what the threat level is. It could be ridiculous.
I think you don't want to get into a habit of it, because if you, say, get a government in power who's quite willing to abuse it, it could go against
just
you.
Just like weirdos listening to every phone call.
Yeah,
they should have some kind of system where they should have, like, I think they have it on the internet, like hot words. So
yeah, they do.
If
like
a word something like
or
jihad or, you know, straight away stereotyping Muslims in there, stereotyping a Muslim.
Well, that's what it's going to be at the minute, isn't it?
Well, it could be from that's anywhere. It could be an extremist left-wing animal rights activist. They used to be a really hot, like...
Yeah, yeah,
a,
but the biggest threat of the minute... Group. The biggest threat of the minute is, like, extremist Muslims.
Yeah, exactly,
by far.
Yeah. But I think that should be the same on a phone, and whenever something like that comes up, if you're getting... Because they monitor everything. If you're getting... If they know a phone call is taking place between Pakistan and Bradford... It might be worth listening, and it could be completely innocent. And most
I've got a friend from Bradford. I apologise for that.
No, but I'm only saying that as a laugh. But any phone calls to maybe certain areas of Pakistan might just listen in, and only listen in for maybe a minute.
Yeah.
But who's going to monitor it all, and who's going to control it? And it would take thousands, you know.
Akbar has just made a chicken tikka masala.
Yeah.
He was ringing his aunt for which spice to use.
Yeah. When we used to be in Afghan, the Taliban used to talk on radios that we could listen into.
Yeah.
And they used to...
Did you have, like, translators with you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they'd tell us what they were saying.
Yeah.
And, like, when they were getting ready for an attack, they'd be saying stuff like, is the corn on the cob ready? As in, like, is the rocket ready? You know, just...
Yeah.
And then when our helicopters were in the air...
Did they do that to make sure you don't know what you're talking about?
The dragonflies are in the air or something like that.
Did they do that to make you think that you're not talk to they're not talking about
kind of the, I don't know what they were doing. They obviously knew we were listening.
Yeah.
But they were just dead funny little things they'd use. The watermelons are in the garden. Yeah. And every time
this is
what used to make me laugh. When you listen to like Arabic over a radio,
well,
and this isn't being
Arabic.
Racist.
They don't speak
no,
Arabic.
No, they speak Pashtun, but a sort of Arabic. It all sounds the same.
Yeah,
to
I know
us.
What you mean, yeah.
But when you hear it over a radio, it sounds like they're always angry. So all over the radio, all you can hear is like. And then I'd say to the translator, what's he saying? And he was going, oh, nothing. He just says, hello. How are you today? Yes, I'm fine, thank you. What a nice day. And then all you can hear is, well, la, 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 la. I'm like, are you sure he's saying that?
No, now he's saying we're going to bomb you.
No, no, it was very, I don't know. They were clever the way he did it.
Yeah. There we go. What else we got? A Swedish robot has bought MDMA, a passport, and a baseball cap. Wait, what's that? Swiss, not Swedish.
A Swiss robot.
Let me tell you. It is from the BelfastTelegraph.co.uk.
It's probably a... How's that happened?
Like, I'm going to tell you.
I am robot.
Your internet's gone now. I don't know what's up with it.
My internet's not gone.
It's nearly gone.
Beth, you got Sky on there?
The US troops have arrived in Ukraine for training exercises.
Brackets, training exercise. They're always doing that. We're all the same. The whole world's the same.
Another Russian bomber was found off the coast.
They do it all the time.
Yeah, don't we do it anyway?
Yeah, we do it.
It's just testing response.
British public don't realise we're just as bad as they are. You know, we can fight fire with fire.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I was doing about... that was in economics as well. It's kind of like the history of economics and like the British, you know, like the colony. And what we were. We were, like, huge.
Like our the powerful. Biggest empire in the world at one
In the
point.
World, yeah.
One of the biggest empires ever, and from a tiny little island.
But how we did it, and it was pretty messed up. So, like, we started the slave trade, and what
did
they used to do. Of course we did. We figured out, because it was the Dutch were the best at trading. Like, they were the best traders in the world. And so we needed a way of trading something to make a lot more money. So we went to Africa with our ships. And basically rounded people up and then took them to
slaves.
The Caribbean. Yeah, took them to the Caribbean and the US.
So was the Caribbean primitive? Were the people primitive to the Caribbean before we put Africans in the Caribbean? Or the Caribbean...
I don't know, but they're not black.
That's interesting, isn't it?
The Caribbeans, they're African.
So the Caribbeans, there was no one in the Caribbean islands before
I don't
we
know
put
if
black
there
people
were,
there,
I don't
before
know if
we put
were,
the Africans
No, there was
there.
Probably native Caribbeans, but they weren't African.
No,
but that's why you see Caribbeans now, they're African.
But you, yeah.
Because we took them there.
Yeah,
but
so that's why the Caribbean is full of black people is because of the ones we dropped off there while we was dropping. How many did we? We must.
Well, you
have
know Jamaica. You know Jamaica's got the fastest runners. They say it's because only the best slaves survived the boat journey. It was horrendous.
My friend says that as well, and my friend's a black guy.
No, it's true. All they
and
think
he's
it's
like
true.
That is why so many black people are so athletic and so strong.
It's natural
because they were literally bred like racehorses.
Yeah,
the strongest.
Yeah, exactly. It was horrendous. But anyway, we went to like the Caribbean.
If you just think as a joke though, like not as a joke, but if you just think we honestly did that.
Yeah,
that's not just a made up novel. And you wonder why, you know, black people in America are a little bit disgruntled at times.
Yeah.
We literally farmed them into ships,
shipped
them to the USA, and then forced them to work for us.
No, this is that you think that's bad.
And that was up until like the 60s.
This is the worst bit, right? No, that was...
not the 60s,
was that
but
a joke?
No, not the 60s.
It was like 1800s.
Yeah, but no, but still... No, but what I was on about then was the racism occurred.
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah. You've made me go off topic, right? So the slaves, they took them to like the Caribbean in the US and then they traded them for like cotton and tobacco and stuff and then brought them back to the UK. That was why it's called the Triangle. It kind of went round. And what we did, basically the UK outlawed it because we realised slaves weren't that expensive. So we didn't outlaw it because it was morally bad. We outlawed it because they weren't as good to trade anymore. That tea was better and spices were better.
Straight away.
Yeah, so straight away.
Good old Great Britain.
Yeah, we stopped it. And we stopped it by introducing fines per slave. So say that, you know, the red coats, the old British, like Marines, Royal Marines did it in Gibraltar around there.
Yeah.
They used to go along the coast of Africa. And if they found any ships with slaves on, they'd fine them per slave. And so what they realised, what slave traders used to do was instead of... Basically, if they saw a British ship on the horizon, bearing in mind all the slaves are just shackled up, they just brought them up and just chucked them overboard.
What, they just throw the slaves overboard?
Yeah, shackled up.
That's horrific.
Yeah, so like 200, 300 slaves on a ship, they just throw them overboard. And they
Here's another thing.
That's
how
the
many,
worst thing I heard
how
about.
How many men did Stalin, how many Russians did Stalin kill during...
It was like 10, 20 million,
no,
weren't it?
70 million.
Was it actually?
You reckon?
That's nuts, isn't it? It's famine, weren't it? The Ukrainian famine.
Yeah,
that
was something like... That's nearly 12 times more than what died in... That the Jews died in the Holocaust.
That's horrendous.
And nobody gives a shit about it.
Nobody even, yeah, nobody looks at it. It's because, that's why the Soviet Union, you know, communism, Russia, isn't it? Communism, it was all left-wing communism.
I don't know my facts that much on it, but I know that more Russians were killed.
Yeah, yeah.
Ridiculous amount of Russians were killed than
the reason it happened was because it was Soviet, everything was state-owned. So you didn't have a company, everything was owned by the government. And all of Russia needed food, so it needed a place to farm. And they used Ukraine because it was the most fertile land or whatnot.
Yeah.
So they used Ukraine and they started growing a lot of crops. And Ukraine was starving because the rest of Russia needed so much food that Ukraine had to ship all of their food out to Russia. So they shipped all of their surplus food out to Russia.
And so Ukraine used to be richer than Russia?
No, listen. Ukraine was Russia. It was Soviet.
Yeah.
Right? And because Ukraine
the Soviet Union.
Yeah, yeah. And Ukraine used to be the place where the Soviets grew their food because all of Russia was so big and expansive that they needed to feed everyone that Ukraine didn't have any food left for themselves. And so they starved to death. That's why Ukraine hates, a lot of them hate Russia. Cause
apparently I heard the reason Ukraine was given away was because of during a drunken bet by one of the Russian emperors years ago.
Oh, and he gave the...
And he was just lost the bet or something, or he was drunk.
And then gave away Ukraine.
So he gave away the Ukraine.
I'll give you Ukraine.
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably Crimea. It was a Crimea.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. But now they obviously want it back.
They've got it back, the Crimea, haven't they? They invaded it.
Yeah, exactly. What time are we on?
An hour.
Right, go on. We'll finish off with the YouTube funny thing. Give me a topic.
A topic. A nice topic.
Give me a nice topic, I'll find someone saying something horrible. And that's just how humans are these days.
Nice topic.
We're all
new
haters.
MacBook.
What?
New MacBook.
The new MacBook. Yeah. Oh, this will come up with some. Yeah, this will bust the internet. What have we covered today then in a summary? Politics. Bit of sport.
Slavery. Nice one. My personal favourite, slavery. What else have we done? Sport.
The new MacBook impressions by Mark. Kez Brownlee. I'm sure that's come up before.
MKBHD.
MDMA. I'm not want to watch the video. Right, I'm scrolling down. Find the new comment. MacBook impressions by Marquez Brownlee. Just wait for the comments to load. Got it.
Find anything? There'll be a lot, I think.
Yeah, they will. It's just taking a while.
Have you been cycling this week?
Yep. Well, last week. 60 miles.
60 miles in a week?
No, more than that. About 80
What's
odd in a week.
What's the furthest you've ever cycled in one?
In one go? Probably 90 odd mile.
90 miles in a...
Yep.
Where was that?
Up round Lancaster and back.
Jesus.
I don't mess around. Why is the comments not low? Here we go.
Keep scrolling through. Find a good one.
Oh, they'll find something about conspiracies or something.
I'm convinced that the new Apple MacBook was actually brought about by the Russians. Come on. We've got dead air. We can't have this.
I know, yeah. It's not dead air for long. They genuinely are just talking about MacBook.
There'll be negative ones.
Yeah, of course.
Read him.
Oh, here we go. I can't remember how it started.
Just say it in an accent.
Okay. It was 13 replies. Here we go. Mars, you put, I don't like it. If I was really looking forward to it, but it lost more than it gained, in my opinion. Then I'll just read the string. It's only 10 messages. Vince Day replied with, baby, what are we going to have for dinner? And then he's put brackets. That's me writing from the future. Then Logan's put, I can tell you have a lot of luck with the ladies, Vince. 19 people like that. Then Vince got a bit angry with that. He replied, he said, it's called a joke, nerd. As he was blowing his... as he was having a nerdgasm over this new Star Wars trailer. And Timothy Cherniak jumps in. I agree. I don't understand why they decided to turn a regular MacBook into another Air. I don't get that. It's from thingy.
It's a MacBook Air.
Yeah, so Logan replies to Kurt Vince. Vince is obviously part of this love triangle going down here. He's put, don't hurt my feelings too bad. Timothy then replies with something about the MacBook. People are calling Vince a nerd. Oh, now this random guy whose name is VFGYZ comes out with this. Nobody cares about the opinion of a whore. Now get back to the kitchen, bitch. God, where did that come from? All she'd said was she thought it was a little bit too big. Oh, this. And I'm sorry about the language, but I'm reading comments. Then the great game turns up. Now this guy is out for justice. His name's The Great Game. And he replies to the guy who talks about getting in the kitchen, and he's put, "Damn, the way you're talking, it seems like you're fucking bitches every day, lol." And then Marzia's loving this. She's seeing that she's been protected, so she's wrote, "Thank you." Then some weirdo just writes, "I agree, too many trade-offs for useless features like that thinness." Oh, listen, this is... Oh, my God. This is off a MacBook. Timothy Cherniak's piped up again with, "I would love to have the honour of one day taking a dump on all the graves of your kind."
That's the best.
Even Beth's laughing here. She's giggling. "I would love to have the honour of one day taking a dump on all the graves of your kind."
That's a good insult.
That's like... And then Logan's chipped in. I don't know whether he's trying to rhyme it all, but he's put, "An eye for an eye makes the world go blind." Timothy, quick as a flash, has wrote, "Those were spoken by a racist hypocrite, but everyone quotes him like a saint. Ignorance is also blinding." And there you go. That's just one 13 message, you know,
thread
from YouTube about a MacBook. My personal favourite was the dumping on your graves if you can. On all the graves of his kind.
That's quite a good one. Are we going to end it?
Yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening. Episode 6 next week.
Okay.
We'll call this one politics.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you and good.